Well, yesterday was Earth Day, and although we try to be everywhere at once, we can't always be everywhere at once. Mindy Granley joins us in the studio this morning. She is the sustainability director here at UMD, and we missed the big wind turbine rollout yesterday. I'm so bummed about that. Talk about it a little bit, Mindy. It sounds fascinating.
It was so fun. After 2 years of planning and all the work and even student learning and research that went into planning this project, we got to officially launch the research project. So it was very exciting. Champ was even out there.
Oh, well, if Champ's there, we know it's a big deal. By golly.
Yeah.
So what's the difference, she asked ignorantly, between a wind turbine and a windmill like Grandma and Grandpa used to have on the farm?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they're kind of one and the same. The concept is using, you know, physical energy and translating into electrical energy. So I think the concept is, you know, how they're used. One is creating electricity these days, and the old one maybe was delivering water or moving parts or something like that.
Right, but I think wells usually.
Yeah, it's just all energy, and using the energy of the wind and converting it to different forms of energy is really what wind turbines and windmills are all about.
So do we have a wind turbine on campus that I missed somewhere?
Yes, we do. Well, it's not on campus.
Okay, well, that's part of
actually,
it. And the other part is I come to work in the morning and it's dark and I wouldn't notice a wind turbine necessarily.
Wouldn't. Actually, out at the UMD Research and Field Study Center,
okay.
The Sustainable Agriculture
Project. Is that out
Project
at our farm?
Yes.
Okay.
So the SAP farm is located right smack dab in the middle of where we're farming to create food that comes to UMD and is served through UMD dining. So we put the wind turbine right in the middle of the farm.
Now, wouldn't it be handy, though, here on campus? I mean, I'm just thinking about right up, you know, where we are, kind of on the brow of the hill. You'd think that we'd get a lot of wind.
We do, but the wind at the farm was kind of in a wind zone that was marginal, and that's what the company we were working with was actually looking for. They weren't looking for great wind. They were looking for kind of marginal wind.
Ah, and what can we do if the conditions aren't optimal?
Yeah, and so this is a new technology, and it's designed to capture more of that energy at lower wind speeds where other wind turbines can't. And so having it at a kind of a marginal wind site out there where it's only 9 to 11 miles per hour kind of on average, that's where this company thinks that their new turbine technology can capture the most electricity. So that's what we're helping them do is figure out what we can really do. This is the company that we're working with, Windtech. It's their first prototype. And the professor of mechanical and industrial engineering, Allison Hoxie, is the one that's going to be kind of helping them test their prototype and see how it performs and what they can do to increase the efficiency of electricity that they're producing.
So that's another one of those win-win partnerships where we get to generate some energy and the students get that learning experience and they get that learning experience of getting the prototype up and having a bunch of students and folks monitoring what it's doing. So is it hooked up to something so that it's generating power for something, or are you trying to fill a storage battery thing with it?
We weren't going to put a shed full of batteries out on the farm. We did tie the turbine to the grid, so the energy will be placed out on the grid. But the hope is that maybe the amount that we produce will offset all the energy used at the farm to move around water and power their tools and stuff like that.
Sure.
So the idea is to model sort of a sustainable farm. And have a 5K turbine in the middle of your farm is a pretty neat thing.
Have you been, you've been out there. Does it make a lot of noise?
No, it's actually really quiet. And the reason is this is a new technology. It's a zero contact technology turbine. And it uses magnets inside to turn. And there's no gears that are touching. So without things touching and the friction and everything in there, it's actually more efficient, so it can create more electricity. So there's neodymium magnets inside of the turbine itself.
I was just thinking about, you know, a beautiful pastoral setting. I like to imagine farms a lot. And because someday.
Yes.
Someday. Yeah, if you can farm thistles, that's my goal.
Great.
But I think about, you know, being out there and enjoying the quiet and listening to the birds and then thinking about something or something, you know, or going clank, clank, clank.
No,
I think
actually,
my grandpa had a windmill.
It was probably pretty noisy.
Tied to the well, I think.
Probably.
And it was noisy.
The wind turbine at the farm, because it's zero contact technology, is actually really quiet. We've stood underneath it and it's amazingly quiet. And I was kidding around with Kevin, the farm manager out there yesterday, about like, it shouldn't disturb you guys. It's pretty quiet, you know, but if it does, let us know.
Right.
Because this will be our first summer where UMD staff and students are working out there near the turbine. So, you know, they'll tell us if they can if it's too distracting or anything like that. But we stood underneath it, and you can kind of hear the wind. But other than the wind, you know, around the blades, it's a very, very quiet turbine.
Now, the only thing that I've ever really heard about with regard to wind turbines that was negative had to do with, of course, Laura Erickson talking about impacts on birds.
I knew you were going to ask that as soon as I was listening to Laura Erickson this morning about the chickadees, and I almost cried. But
she's
talking about the chickadees. But anyway, we tried to be really cognizant of the birds. The location of the turbine at the UMD farm, it's only a few miles from Hawk Ridge, right? So we wanted to make sure we weren't going to have an impact, especially on raptors. So we worked with actually nationally and internationally renowned Jerry Nemi out at Natural Resources Research Institute, and he advised an undergrad student who counted birds out at the farm both before we put the turbine in and after. So we'll be monitoring any bird kills. We hope we won't have any, but it's a kind of a research project. We looked in the literature and we're like, there's not a lot of literature about the impact on birds from these small turbines. And the blades are only, you know, 9 feet long and everything. So it's like, what is the impact of these turbines? People study those really big mega turbines, you know, all in North Dakota. But what about one little turbine on a farm? So part of the research and interdisciplinary study through this turbine is to look at birds. And what they've found so far is like, well, it's probably not a problem, but we're going to keep monitoring it. And if it is, we're going to make some recommendations for you on how to operate this turbine so that you're not affecting birds, especially during migration in October, November. We can shut the turbine down. Actually, the Professor Allison will have an app on her phone where she can stop the turbine from wherever she is, you know, in the world. She can look at the output and see how much electricity is making, and then also she can disengage it. So if there's ever, you know, students farming and there's an ice storm and there's ice building up on the blades, you know, we don't want the blades to like whip ice around or hurt anybody. So she can stop that turbine anywhere on Earth. So we're trying to do this project in a way that's, you know, the most eco-friendly and actually study and add to the literature on what is the impact of birds.
For these small turbines that want to live in a rural setting, they want to have a small sustainable farm, they perhaps want to live in the country, and they want to try to do something sustainably energy-wise.
They want to know they're not going to hurt birds.
Yeah. Exactly. And finding out how the littler turbines, you know, the for, you know, home or very small agriculture use, finding out how these littler turbines work is really, like you say, it's really going to add to the literature.
And in the past, small wind has kind of gotten a bad rap. So we think this new technology, it's going to require much less maintenance. You know, there's no touching parts. It should be more long-lasting and efficient and, you know, robust. So sometimes in the past, small wind is you install it and then it breaks. And then no one wants to go maintain it. Well, ours is kind of neat. If it ever does break or we need to maintain it, the 65-foot pole actually comes down, kind of like, you know, we have a hydraulic jack that lowers it and raises it. So it'll make it easier to work on the turbine and do any maintenance.
I'm thinking about our chief engineer, and I'm thinking about our radio tower.
Yeah.
Out on out at the antenna farm. And I'm thinking if he could hear this right now, he'd be weeping. He would just put his head down and cry with envy.
I think yours is a little bit taller than 65 feet.
But I'm just thinking, the technology.
So we thought ahead and tried to make it a project that'll be successful, that'll add to the research and learning on campus, and that will also generate a little bit of electricity, offset this big carbon footprint that we have. So,
well, I'd like you to come back perhaps in the fall. It would be wonderful to have you come back in the fall, maybe after the migration at Hawk Ridge, and talk about how the wind turbine did over the summer and how the research project in terms of birds.
And if we had to turn it off during the migration, like what we did. Yeah,
exactly.
It's going to be really interesting for all parties.
Fascinating.
And I think the funnest thing is that there's so many different disciplines working on this project. We have engineers working with biologists, working with geographers and, you know, farmers, and it's a neat interdisciplinary project, and everyone's been really fun to work with.
So in addition to just having all these great people coming together for one goal, students are getting an incredible experience,
In fact, one of the former students that helped us in a GIS class, he actually took a map of the farm and looked at, like, the topography and all the different conditions, and he recommended where we should put the turbine. So I was connecting with him, inviting him to the opening, and he's like, I didn't know if you ever used that. I'm like, actually, your map is the one that I gave the project manager and said, this is where you put it.
Right.
And he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, your work matters. So our students are pretty pretty smart, and it's really fun to work with them, and I hope there's more learning to come from this project.
Fantastic. Mindy, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
Mindy Granley is UMD's Sustainability Director, and we hope to follow up next fall. Sounds good, to find out a little bit more about UMD's wind turbine that had its grand opening yesterday.